South Korea today responded to North Korea over the North's recent animosity, demanding that it ease some of the tensions. Meanwhile, a senior U.S. commander has spoken of the military action North Korea might decide to take. Alistair Wanquin has this report.
On a day when North Koreans mark the founding anniversary of their country's military, a force Pyongyang says is poised to attack other nations, South Korea's government said its patience is wearing thin. One minister threatened grave measures if the North doesn't talk soon about resuming work at a joint industrial zone that makes South Korean garments and electronics with North Korean labour. Pyongyang has withdrawn its 53,000 workers without explanation. South Korea's president said how that standoff plays out may indicate the future for South-North relations. Meanwhile, speaking here in Tokyo, the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff said, at a time of North Korean talk of war, U.S. troops are ready.
The best way to avoid war is to prepare for it.
General Martin Dempsey said those preparations include monitoring possible small-scale actions by North Korea.
If there's a provocation, a tactical provocation, artillery, a naval encounter, a special operations force, that's a tactical encounter on a peninsula, and we're prepared.
The general was speaking at a U.S. airbase in Tokyo after visiting China, where separately he said he encouraged better U.S.-China military relations. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo.